Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. This week, I'm going to talk about the unfortunate circumstances when you find yourself all over the place. Why am I doing that? Because it's my experience that most people communicate with little or no plan. So good luck. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. If you've been here before, welcome back. A few weeks ago, maybe a month ago or longer in February, I did an episode on botching everyday conversations. And this is continuing on that topic, but it's more specifically, I'm frustrated because I see this and I'm trying to make you better. And I'm trying to help people become intentional communicators, myself included, in elevating our level. But honest to goodness, people just don't have a plan. And I get we're busy. We're all busy. And my frustration is really inspired by an incident that I saw recently that it was difficult to watch. I'm not going to lie. It's difficult to watch. And I'm thinking of you, and I'm thinking of the risks that we run when we let this happen. Yeah, day to day, we can botch conversations. We have a lot of them all day long. In this particular instance, it could have been a meeting, it could have been a presentation, it could have been a class, a set of instruction. But what I saw was a person that I respected who felt it was okay to just talk about something they knew a lot about, but with clearly there wasn't a plan. There just wasn't a plan. And when I wrote Brief, I realistically wrote that book so that a person wouldn't need to be brief all the time, but there are moments where you need to be clear and you need to be easier to follow because the environment that we live in is distracted. It's people are, I've got a lot going on and their attention is the currency. When I wrote Noise, it was really about just how difficult the environment is to communicate in with to start with already. I mean, we're competing with technology. We're competing with a 24-hour news cycle. We're competing with an inbox, which is always full, Slack and Teams messages and texting, which is nonstop. I mean, we're always on and it's noisy and it's the enemy that's constantly competing for our attention. And it's tough to communicate in that environment already. And when I wrote Quiet Works that came out last year, it was all around the value of preparation and taking time and just people don't have time. And I get it. I get it. We're busy. But what does it look like when you're all over the place? And in your mind, it all makes sense. But when you hear it and you see it, it's a mess. And we don't want to admit it because we do it a lot. This tendency of like, I'm so busy that I don't have time to prepare is a dangerous one to fall into. And I understand it's environmental. It's our current circumstance because we are so overwhelmed. We've way more to do than we have time to do it. And we have to communicate in this environment. And we are just sort of like, I wish I had time and I don't. But this incident really kind of set me off a little bit. And I'm like, I've got to talk about this because there's some big things that happened and it really caught my attention in this presentation or this, it was like a talk that a person I suspect showed up saying, you know, I understand this material. I can talk about this thing. I didn't bother to say, can you show me your notes? Cause it wasn't the kind of a setting where I could check and I wasn't evaluating the person, but I was evaluating. I was just one among many observers and participants in this exchange, but the person was scattered. And when I was thinking about this, I suspect that the person was like, that probably wasn't my best work, but it was okay. And I want to highlight a couple of things that happened there that we need to keep in mind because this is a real thing. And the first was, it was a waste of attention. Was it a waste of time? Yeah. I mean, people are wasting time when you're sitting around trying to figure out what a person's saying. I mean, while this person was talking, I kept on asking myself, and I was patiently listening. Like, I didn't have anywhere else to go. I was there for that event. But I'm like, in my mind, in my elusive 600, you remember what that is? When your brain's going 750 words per minute, but a person's only speaking 150 words per minute, you have this excess 600 words a minute called the elusive 600. In my elusive 600, while I was listening, I'm like, what is the point that you're trying to make? What is the point that you're trying to make? Like, I don't get what you're trying to say. You're saying things, but you're not saying anything. And yeah, it was a waste of time for sure. Whatever. It was like 10 minutes long, 15 minutes long. But the thing that I want you to think about is attention is the currency. It's the most valuable thing. Where you spend your attention, your energy follows your attention. And I invested all of this energy in trying to pay attention. And it was, I would say, nearly all that was wasted. So we can't be the person that is wasting people's time, for sure. That's bad. But in this case, it wasn't that it was 10 or 15 minutes. That wasn't terrible. I mean, obviously, if it was an hour and a half, it would be worse. I think people would have just gotten left. So it wasn't the time. It was the attention. Like, I was trying to focus, and I couldn't. I wanted to know what the person was trying to say, but I couldn't. It was like trying to see without glasses on. It was just like unfocused and like, I literally was, I'm like, give me a pair of glasses. I can't see what this person was trying to say, but I was trying so, so hard to do it. Part of it, and I'll admit, part of it is because I do this for a living. And I've had people who've taken the courses at the Brief Lab say, you know, you've ruined me, because they watch people communicate and they're like, okay, I've seen what really good looks like, and now I have to watch everybody else. So part of that, admittedly, is the issue. But I try to use that as a way of discrediting. Like, I don't want to be like, I'm not constantly evaluating. I really am not. Like, I do understand realistically that, you know, people are in different circumstances in their lives, and perfection is not the goal. But man, was this a waste of people's attention. A complete waste. So that's the first consideration I want you to think about. Am I wasting people's attention? More than time. Number two was the hit on reputation. I thought about the person in one way before, and now I think about the person in a different way, in a less than way afterwards. I just don't think better about the person now. Yeah, do I feel sorry for them? Sure, I do. I mean, I do. I feel sorry for them. But I mean, I don't respect them like I did before they started talking. And this is a person, could be anybody, who is knowledgeable, experienced, wants to do good, you know, is not a terrible person. Like, it wasn't like they were, you know, mean or nasty or just cruel. They're a good person, but the reputation took a massive hit. You know, what do I think about them now? Now, obviously, I'm thinking about this consciously, subconsciously. People might be thinking a lot of different things about them. So there is a risk that people run when you're all over the place. And literally, this person was all over the place. Your reputation suffers. It's going to suffer. It may not be permanent, but it may be. Depends who, you know, whose opinion you changed for the worse. If it's your boss, if it's your client, if it's a potential client, if it's a conference with, you know, industry leaders, if it's colleagues, if it's people whose opinion of you matter, maybe it's the opinion of you, but you representing your organization. So now it's like, it's not just, hey, I don't think that you've got it. I might think that your organization or your team doesn't have it because you don't have it. So guilt by association. Is it fair? No. Does it happen? All the time. It's just, so number two is like loss of reputation, massive hit. And finally, my big takeaway is I absolutely have a reluctance to engage, to call it avoidance, call it like, I don't, if somebody's like, hey, this person's going to talk about this thing again or something else, I am really not super interested in doing that again with that person or with that topic. So there's going to be sort of like, I'm reluctant now. I'm going to step back on you and maybe even that topic or both. And that's another thing that happens. Like, I just don't want to do that again. Now, I don't think people in every instance have this sort of deep visceral reaction like I do, but sometimes you do. Sometimes you're like, oh yeah, that was really painful. Like I sat there and tried to decipher and understand and go deeper on this topic with this person, but they were all over the place. And I'm like, I just don't even want to talk about that anymore. I don't want to hear that person explain it, but I don't even want to, like, that thing is complicated. And I just don't want to talk about finance or legal or whatever tech or whatever the thing that the person might be talking about. I don't want to talk about it anymore because that thing is just incomprehensible. I don't understand it now. It was painful. That experience just was not what I wanted it to be. And I'm going to disengage. I'm going to check out down the road. Now, when you look at this thing holistically, what are you looking at? In an incident like this, there's a number of things that are firing off. People were trying to focus and you abuse their attention. That's like, check. They don't think better things of you now. They just don't. Maybe even your team or organization that you're part of. And then finally, they probably don't want to talk to you anymore. Or at least the topic, I don't want to deal with that. And now you've had it. Like, you've just done it. You had little or no plan. Good luck. And that's where you are. Please remember that this happens. And when it happens, it's real. That it happens is fairly common. And when it happens in certain moments, it can be absolutely career limiting. So as I wrap up this podcast, and my tone is a bit frustrated because it was frustrating to go through it. I hate seeing this happen. When it comes to communicating, if you don't have a plan, honestly, it's better to say nothing. Just saying.